Caution. This podcast is designed for mature audiences. We delve into topics surrounding sexuality and intimate relationships in a candid and open manner. Please note that we are not licensed marriage or sex therapists, and the content shared here is intended solely for entertainment and informational purposes. If you are under 18 years old or prefer not to engage in explicit discussions about sex, relationships, or mature language, we advise against proceeding further. However, if you're of legal age and comfortable with such content, feel free to settle in, grab a beverage, and enjoy this episode. Just remember, time flies when you're having fun. Oh, and the stories you're about to hear are true. The names have been changed to protect the guilty.
Welcome to Beyond Monogamy, where every episode is a journey of discovery, liberation, and endless possibility. Join your hosts, Roger Johnson and Janet Valentine, as they peel back the layers of convention, inviting you into a world where passion knows no boundaries. Beyond Monogamy, a podcast that transcends the traditional norms of relationships to uncover the raw, unfiltered stories about the lifestyle. And now, your hosts, Roger Johnson and Janet Valentine.
Roger is probably going to join us at some point. He's doing family stuff, so he may pop in, but I know that he's going to want to hear these stories. I'm going to get us started. Welcome to Beyond Monogamy. I'm Janet Valentine.
I'm Barbie Triple E.
And I'm Steve.
So we got three of us here. For those of you, this is your first time listening. We're all swingers. I am a semi-retired. Barbie is retired. And Steve is still an ass shit. So,
Yay!
So Steve is looking a little tired there, Steve. How come you're tired today?
Well, because we had a little small group over to our place last night till about 1 o'clock in the morning. Started at 7, went till 1 o'clock. So, and then of course, then afterwards, Elle has to have her fun time. So we went till 2. So it was a fun evening. I got a couple of funny little stories when you're ready for them for the party.
I'm ready. Let's go. Hit it.
It was funny. We're sitting there. We had three couples over, and one couple was Tornado and the Cowboy.
Woohoo!
And then another couple, which you both know, from near us, came over. So we're on the bed. We're playing. And so I show up late. They say, lay down. So I lay down. Tornado starts sucking on me. The other lady starts kissing on me. The lady's husband is back there fingering Tornado. About 2 minutes in, he's going, oh, he goes, we got to stop. He goes, tells Tornado, you need to go check yourself. She goes, why? She goes, he goes, you're bleeding. She goes, what? She goes, I had a hysterectomy when I was in my 30s. I shouldn't be bleeding. So she goes, well, I'll go check. So she goes to the bathroom. She's going, maybe I cut myself shaving. Okay, fine. She goes, comes down, wipes off, looks around, no blood whatsoever. So we decided what it was. Right before that, the wife was eating the Tornado from behind, and she wears bright red lipstick.
It was lipstick.
It was lipstick.
Fantastic.
We were so.
No one was hurt. No one. No injuries were had by anyone.
No, it was just absolutely hilarious.
We need a word for what that is to add to our Beyond Monogamy dictionary, right?
What do you call it?
Would it be a word for relief that it's not really blood? Yeah. Or would it be a word for, oh my God, the panic part or the relief part?
I went to just a word for the pussies wearing makeup.
Yeah.
Ah.
The clown kitty face. I don't know.
Clown the face is good.
The clown face.
No, the kitty's going out tonight.
Yeah. Or the clown kitty, since the red makeup.
Clown
the
clown kitty works well.
Okay. Clown kitty. I like.
Clown kitty.
New word. New word. We'll keep it from Roger. And,
that's great.
And if Roger pops in, we'll ask him, what do you think a clown kitty is?
I'm adding it to the list.
And then my last little quick story is I've been taking lessons, and so we're going on a trip to Italy. Okay. So last night I told everybody, I said, there's two phrases you need to know if you're going to be in a lifestyle. And they said, what is that? I said, the first one is voglio un pompino. They go, what? I said, voglio un pompino. They said, what is that? I said, I want a blowjob.
Oh.
And then the other one was mange la figa. And so I said, let's eat my pussy. So the rest of the night, everybody's running around going, mange la figa, mange la figa. Oreo pompino.
Oh, good.
What have we started?
That's a good way to practice. It's a practical way. So, hey, come to the party and learn how to speak Italian.
Those were the great stories from last night.
So you being our secretary, Barbie, let's write that on the list too. Mange la figa.
Mange la figa.
Oh, you're going to have to text me that one.
Oh.
Right. Right. I'll put it on mine and see and send it to you.
There you go. Now, you're going to Italy. Are you planning a lifestyle adventure while you're
there?
We
are. We have already checked it out. I asked Janet about it. I said, and so we have looked at several clubs already. So, yes.
Right. For those of you who want the answer, Steve said, I'm going. Do you know of any clubs in Italy? I said, I personally do not because my hangout is Paris and then Amsterdam. But the best way to find those clubs is to get on SDC.
Yes.
You know, Sam Delta Charlie, SDC.com. That is an international lifestyles website. And that's where most of the parties in Europe are posted. So he took my advice, and I can't wait for that podcast and hear that. I do have New Year's parties that I'm going to talk about when it's New Year's time. Before I get started with the story I wanted to tell today, the Christmas party one, I want to do some housekeeping. So for those of you who would like us to cover a topic, have a question for us, or would like to join the podcast at any time, please go to beyondmonogamypodcast.com. They're all smashed together, beyondmonogamypodcast.com. And yeah, you got to spell monogamy the right way. And there are contact us buttons for both me and Janet and Roger, who hopefully will join us a little bit later. And there's also a tip jar. Mandingo produces these things for us, and he does not get paid anything right now because that little Slickums commercial, if you get up to it and hear it, that's something that's in our development stage. We're not selling those yet, but we're thinking that we should sell those. And if you listen to another episode, Dick Dippers is something else we're going to probably end up selling at some point. So one day we might make money off of this, but for right now, we like to just have fun and tell our stories. So that being said, I want to tell you guys the story of a Christmas party that we went to. We went to this party when we were back living near Steve, and we went with the couple from up north. That's the couple whose son and daughter-in-law are in the lifestyle, and they didn't know it, and now they know it.
Yeah.
The ball stretcher.
So for all of you guys, if we mention something, there's clues to this in past episodes, and you can go to those past episodes and listen to them. Or you don't need to do that right now because you can hear this story without knowing that, and you'll have information later.
Yeah, we'll fill you in.
Yeah,
we'll
you've opened the middle of this book, but we're fine with you starting in the middle. We like to start in the middle. So we go to this Christmas party. We went up to this couple's home, the couple up north's home, because, you know, it's like 45 minutes from where we were living. And they said, yeah, there's a party. It's kind of close to us. We know this guy. We've been invited. We asked him if we can invite you. He said, sure. And so let's all go together. And we went up there to spend the weekend with the couple from up north. So we did vanilla stuff on Friday, hung out with them during the day on Saturday, and Saturday night was the party. Now, when somebody else is driving me to a party, I am beholden to them as to when they want to show up at the party. Okay. So the party was supposed to start at 7, and they had no end time to it. This couple decided, the couple from up north decided they like to make a late entrance. They like to come in at about 9 o'clock. So I said, fine. I took my nap. I got ready for this. And so we show up at this place. Now it's a house. It's out in the country a little bit. And we show up at this place, and there are cars parked everywhere, which is a good sign because it means there's a lot of people inside. Okay, there are cars parked everywhere. We park, we walk up. I am dressed in red with a little Santa hat, you know, something kind of cute. But it's right around Christmas time. And so we walk in, and I've never met the person who's hosting it is a single bluefish who likes to have these parties. He is going to be a bluefish. He's not going to be attached to anyone else, which means that he does not have a set girlfriend. He does not, he's not married. He just likes to put on these parties and play. So he has this house. It's big. All the cars are parked. We walk in. I look over in the living room, and immediately I see him. The host of the party is pointed out to us. He is standing by the fireplace. He's wearing a Santa hat and a Santa shirt. And there are three or four ladies who are lined up for a contest. And he's like blindfolded and touching their boobs and trying to figure out which one is which. And they're blowing him at the same time. Okay.
Oh, wow.
I'm happy because I'm like, okay, there's no peddler party here. This is action already. Okay. So he's standing over there by the fireplace, but in the living room where the big fireplace is he has a band, a trio, is playing, and they're playing rock style music with a little bit of Christmas carols jumped in or whatever. And I look over at the band members, and I turn to the northern couple, and I say, I don't know if those guys should be here, because I don't know if those boys have hair on their balls yet. That's how young they are, right? I mean, we're looking at
I've never been to a party that had a band.
I know. We go to talk to the host, and I tell him the same thing. I was like, are they legal to be here? Because I don't know if they look like they're 18. And he goes, I told them they could come and play with what the deal was. He goes, I paid them $50 to do it. If you want to chip in for the $50 on it, whatever. He goes, and I told them they're welcome to join afterwards if they want to. And I was like, oh, okay. So, and the one of them is this smaller guy, and he's the drummer, and he's sitting back there, and he's wearing a baseball hat. At the time, the style for the younger kids to wear was one of the flat, keep it flat billed. So it is a flat billed baseball hat. You know, it's, I'm sure it's whatever the rappers are wearing or whatever. This kid is wearing that hat. And I remember the hat. So I'm like, that boy looks kind of young. And I'm like, it's your party, you know, I'm whatever. So
the guy told you they were of age.
Yeah. He says they're of age, and he says they're going to, you know, so
right.
It's his, fine. You know, you're going to ruin them, because basically the average age of most of the people in the room was 40 and above. So yeah. You're going to
scarred for life. Scarred. Well,
they're going to be like, I told you, I've had some admirers that they admire me because they had done it, an older woman to take their virginity. So that's what they see. They're attached, and yeah, they're whatever. So I walk away, and the band is still playing, So I go over and there is one big room. And in that big room, the beginnings of a major orgy are starting to happen. Now, what I mean by orgy is it is set up. There are four mattresses on the floor, side by side with each other. So there's a big play area. And there are towels on the side. There are pillows so that you can adjust and some of those other things. Okay. It is set up. This is, and he, the owner of the home says, yeah, this is the orgy area. And I'm like, oh, that's really nice. And at that, and it was just the beginnings. One or two people were there and I looked at it. And then he shows us the other playrooms in the home. And there are people playing in the other playrooms. And because the party's going on in an action. And so I like, okay, this is my kind of party. Well, then we go to in one of the playrooms, the last playroom we go in that he is showing us the home and he's getting ready to let us loose to the party. There's a guy there that looks exactly like Fat Bastard in the Austin Power thing. No, you can see Barbara.
Oh,
he looks like and he is naked and he is I cannot get out of my head Fat Bastard, Fat Bastard, Fat Bastard. And it's
and for people who don't know what you're talking about, just take a look. Just Austin Powers,
Fat Bastard.
Just this Google guy, image it. That's all you gotta do.
This guy could be the doppelganger for Fat Bastard. And so
things you don't want to see naked.
Exactly. And so I tell him, so I move on. I see him, I move on. And then Fabio goes his way. And I am going back to the front area to look at the women that are blowing him. And I look around and Fat Bastard is standing right behind me. And he has me in his sight. And I'm that person at a park. I know I act like I'm really aggressive and all that other stuff, but I have a real hard time saying no to somebody. And because I'm going to hurt their feelings and I don't want to say to him, I'm not attracted to you. I am not that abrupt person that Barbie is. You know, Barbie can turn around and say, no way is that going to happen. Tracy, my friend Tracy, can turn around and say, no way is this going to happen. I am not going to say that to him. So I basically run from him and go to the bathroom. Okay, that's my style. He'll come up to you and he'll be like, are you going to play? And I'll be like, I got to go to the bathroom. Okay, so I got to go to the bathroom. Well, I got to go to the
aggressive.
Water,
yeah.
Whatever, right? So I go to the bathroom. I hide in the bathroom for about 10 minutes. And I come out and he's waiting in the hallway.
Still?
Yeah. And so Fabio walks by. And Fabio is my husband. And I say, here, let's go in this room over here together. And he goes, what? And I was like, we're going over here in this room together and we're going to play. He goes, but that's incest. Okay. The word is, so if you play with your own, the talent that you brought to the party, it's technically incest because you can get that at home anytime. And so that you're supposed to be playing with other people at the party. And so it's very rare that I will do this, but I go, you just got to hide me from Fat Bastard. And so he was like, okay. And he's like, all right. So we go into the room and we start playing. And sure enough, Fat Bastard comes in and he watches for a while. And Fabio, give him credit because he is like spending his time making me happy. We are having sex at the party. That's a lifestyle party. Is he my husband? Yes. But he is Mr. Protector. Like he makes sure that he's between me and Fat Bastard. So Fat Bastard can't come over. And at one point, Fat Bastard moves over to make a move. And Fabio goes, we're kind of into each other right now.
Good answer.
Fat Bastard walks up like, I owe you. I truly owe you because I know this is not what you wanted to do at this party is to do me. And he's like, hey, Hey, with that's us. We're together. Okay.
And that's right.
Anytime.
I can tag team you. That's right.
Yeah, you call the flag. That's tag team. I need your help. You got to come over here and do this, even if we consider it to be incest. So I walk back out into the hallway, and it's Fabio and I. We're walk back into the hallway. I don't know where Fat Bastard has gone. Okay. Everybody has finished in the living room. Santa is done. The girls are done. They are all in the orgy room. And at this time,
where's the band?
I'm getting there. You're going to take my flyer from me, okay?
Sorry.
So I look in the orgy room. There's got to be 15 people. Oh, good. Roger's coming in.
And now a word from our sponsor.
Introducing Coconut Slickums, the ultimate personal lubricant that brings a touch of tropical paradise to your most adventurous sex party moments. Made from 100% pure coconut oil, Coconut Slickums offers a silky smooth glide that's as natural as a unicorn breeze practicing the rule of six or DP. No more worrying about synthetic ingredients or greasy residues. Just a luscious, moisturizing experience that feels as good as it sounds. Perfect for enhancing intimacy or just adding a bit of luxurious fun to your day. So go ahead, indulge in the tropical treat your skin deserves with Coconut Slickums. Because when it's this smooth, it's always a perfect day at the meet and greet. To learn more, visit beyondmonogamypodcast.com.
Let's get back to hearing from the guilty.
Okay. So, Roger, you got to hear this story, and then you'll be able to comment. I'm in the middle of it. I'm talking about a Christmas party that I went to. I told a Fat Bastard story. I'll hear it later, but I'm getting ready to tell you. I went to this, we'll synopsize it for you. Say something so I know you can hear us. Can you hear us, Roger?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Got it. Okay. So, I'm telling the Christmas story. We go to this Christmas party at 9 o'clock. We walk in. There's Santa that's getting blown by three of these elves, and he's having boob contest. And there's a band, a three-piece band that's playing. And these guys cannot even have hair on their testicles. They're that young. Okay. And I ask the bluefish who's having the party, are you sure they're of age? He assures me that they are. And I'm like, it's your fault if they're not, but you're going to ruin them. One of the band members is a drummer. He's wearing, all I see is he's a short guy. And I see this short little skinny guy, and he is wearing a flat billed baseball cap. You know, one of these big fat ones. And so he's got it on and he's drumming. And so that's the first data point. Flip ahead to an orgy room is set up, and there's four mattresses on the floor at least. There's pillows, there's towels, everything around. There's great music going on, good lighting in that room. And Fabio and I have been playing. We walked out, and the orgy room has now been full of at least 15 to 16 people are in that orgy room playing. And the host of the party had told me, look, I told these band members, we're going to pay you, you know, $50. And then if you want to join afterwards, you're welcome to. Well, first thing I'm doing when I look at the orgy is to see if any of the band members are in there. And I look over and I see this kid, and he's got the flat billed hat on. And I see this flat billed hat, and it's bobbing up and down. And he is like, his nickname is Gerbil, because this kid is going around and he's like, fuck, 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 fuck on the one girl. And then he goes over the next one, fuck, fuck, on the next one. And you can just see, all you see in this sea of people is this flat billed hat bobbing around from group to group to group. Okay? And that kid is, who knows what kind of story this, I don't know where he is now. You know, this happened 10 years ago. Maybe 10 to 15 years ago. Yeah. About 10 years ago is when it happened. What is in this guy's memory? Because all you saw, this dude must have fucked 15 or 20 people, 20 women that night. Just bop, bop, bop from one and bop, bop, bop from the other. I mean, we say that the energy and knowledge is, energy is wasted on the youth. It totally is.
Yeah.
This dude gerbil fucks from one to the other, to the other, to the other. And you just see the sea, and it's like he's just floating along in the sea of people.
Oh, you made his entire life.
Life, right, right. Nope. For his entire life. He's going to be telling the story about when he went to this swingers party and he fucked a bunch of people in the orgy.
I can hear him talk about this going to his friends going, man, he goes, we played a gig. I fell into a mosh pit of pussy.
Yeah. And he wouldn't be honest about it. He wouldn't tell them, well, there was a lot of people in their 40s and 50s. No. The stories he would be like, yeah, I fucked 15 women, you know.
Yes. That fish is going to get bigger every time you tell that story. Yeah. You know it. You know
and it was 20. And it was 25.
I did this gig, and there was this guy, and he's getting
pissed off
from these women, and he had blindfold on, and he's supposed to guess who they were, and he was grabbing their tits. And then I jump over into the orgy room, and I must have fucked 15 or 20 women.
And I was snorting blow off of all of their tits and asses.
And you know it. They all looked exactly like the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders.
Of course. So whenever anybody talks to me about a Christmas party, okay, what you miss, Roger, is, and I'll give you this in a minute, that's where I met the real Fat Bastard. There was a guy there that looked exactly like Fat Bastard, and I spent the most of the evening running from Fat Bastard. Okay, that was the majority of my night. And in the process, I had to grab Fabio, my husband, and do him, which we call as incest, doing them at the party and not doing anybody else. But that's pretty much it. I mean, I did jump into the orgy at some point. Fat Bastard did not get into the orgy. But that was, and I did not fuck the gerbil. That kid was too quick for me.
So for, you know, if anybody hasn't caught previous episodes, Fat Bastard's come up before, and there was a time you couldn't get away and just kind of took one for the team with him, right?
I did. And so I knew.
Because the reach around.
I had already done one Fat Bastard, and I knew I was not going to do that at this party. Yes, it was a new party. I did not know who the host was. I usually do not like to say, no, I'm not going to do that person. And I will do the, I've got to go to the bathroom, I've got to get some water or whatever. But this guy was following me most of the night. And I just, you know, he's like the German guy. There's another episode where I talked about recently, one of the parties I do come out of retirement for, this guy attends those parties, and he is the German guy that reminds me of my father. And so I will never do him. Okay, never. And he will loiter around because he wants to do me. But I am, at some point, I'm just going to have to turn around and say, you are not my type ever. But I'm not that blunt person. I just avoid, and maybe eventually you're going to figure out, I just don't want to do you. I expect you to realize after two or three times of lurking in the room at two or three different parties, I'm not going to do you. It is not a matter of time. It's just a matter of, I don't want to do you.
You know, that could be a topic about social cues, because I really wonder if, you know, we all know we're on, you know, there's a bell curve for everything. So people in their social cues, you know, what is a sign? And from women, a sign really is, if she's making an excuse or two, that's a pretty good sign. She's not that into you. I mean, if you're saying, I got to go to the bathroom. Oh, I got to go get something to drink. Oh, I got to take a break.
I do my best to pick up on those, you know, and let's say those things are real, you know. If I'm not picking up on the social cue, then like if I've tried kind of twice and you've got another problem that I don't have any more time to spend on, and this is that rule I have, a never put it on a pedestal. Right. I won't chase you, but I mean, you know, just because I'm a large guy, fat bastard, I'm speaking for him. Just because I'm a large guy, and there's this little blonde running around, this hot ass chasing you, you know, I could see where a guy would be blind to some social cues. And all I have in my head is the voice. Hey, Blondie.
Yeah.
You can run, but you can't hide. It's only a matter of time. And then the time you had to take it on the team and you keep digging, it's down there.
Yeah. If you reach around far enough, I just remember that one where you were talking about, if I just reach around, I could get one hand on it.
But that was pretty much what I did, right? So it is not. The prospect of doing you, it is just not there. Okay. And I'm sorry. Nowadays, yeah, you can start taking WeGovy or Monjuro General or whatever you need to take to help get that down. I understand that. But, and maybe I have missed out on some guys, but I'm sorry. Those bigger guys like that are, because of my past experiences in it not being good, I don't need to try it again. Okay. Now the gerbil for me also, if I see a younger guy, you know, I
don't like the pounders.
I don't.
The ones that, no.
The younger pounder. Guys just pound and they don't, I don't want to teach a younger guy how to have sex.
Okay? Exactly.
Because
exactly.
What they know is how to get off. They don't know, and their heads are not in the space of making her come off. Right, making her get up. So they just, I the younger guys, I'm not interested in. I we were at a lake party, and we were in one of the coves where there's a whole bunch of people, and it was vanilla people that were just hanging out and swimming. And at that particular party, I was there with Carrie and Big Dick Donnie. We were downstairs in the boat that we were in, fooling around, and we got up and Carrie and I jumped in the water, and we took our tops off when we got in the water, and these college kids come on over, and these guys are asking, can they do jello shots off of us? And so
I thought you were gonna ask something else, but yeah, sure. So, hurry.
No. So they truly, this is how they start out, and they're like, can we do jello shots off those boots? Right. So we float in the water, we do jello shot. Okay, we're looking around for water control cops, making sure we're not in trouble. They're doing jello shots, and somebody says, I heard there's a bunch of women upstairs that are fucking down below. I know what that means. I know that Big Dick Donnie has told them that. Okay. So then these guys that are doing the jello shots, they're like, can we come upstairs and go down below? And I turn to him and I go, darling, no. I will, because if we do that, we will ruin you for the rest of the women. This crowd here, it'll ruin your head. So, no, you're not allowed to come on the boat. Well, that one guy up there, I know. Big Dick Donnie said so, I know, but he's not the boss of us, and we're not going to do you, okay? Jello shots off my boobs, fine. Free alcohol, fine, okay? But taking you upstairs to the boat and fucking you down below, not happening.
No.
Yeah.
He just doesn't know how close he was to paradise.
Well, one of those lake adventures, we're on the big cabin cruiser.
Yeah.
And there's Janet and Elle and several other ladies sitting on the fantail. And some young guy comes swimming over from his boat by himself, just swimming over and sitting there talking to him and everything like that. And he didn't know anything about it. And somebody said, we're swingers and all this good stuff. And he said, well, can I come on board and play? I don't know who it was, but a couple of them said, son, I said, buddy, you're welcome to come on board, but we will hurt you. And he started laughing. And the third one says, no, we're not joking. you will be hurt. He kindly turns his float, his pool noodle around and swims back to his boat without saying a word. No joke.
You have a second to think about it. And he did.
Yeah.
Right.
I do remember being at Big Dick Donnie's house there at the lake one time. And I think we were getting ready to leave. And I don't know if it was you and I, or there was another woman with me. And these two young guys showed up that he had invited. And sure enough, I mean, like in 5 minutes, he was like, "Well, take them upstairs. Let's get to playing." And so we go upstairs because, you know, the females, we'd been there a while, so we're already kind of scantily dressed anyway. So we're helping these young guys with their clothes off. And I mean, this young fella, now obviously legal age, obviously. But I mean, I go down and I start blowing him. I mean, it wasn't even a task, let alone a blow job. I mean, it was like three strokes and bam, that kid.
Bam, touch it and it comes, right.
Like, woo, all right, time to go. You know, without warning though, I kind of like a little heads up, but.
I was at that party. The same one of those guys. So he was mouthy. One of them was mouthy, and so he would ask each woman if they would go upstairs, and all of them said no. And so Donnie looks at me and he goes, "Janet, can you just take him upstairs and do him?" I'm like, "Fine. What's it going to take? 5 minutes off of my life?" Okay, so take him upstairs.
Maybe that was us then.
Right. And I take him upstairs, and as I'm mounting him, cowboy, he tells me, "I don't think the other women wanted to do me because they're racist." He goes, "All of you guys are racist."
Oh,
I'm in the middle of fucking you chocolate man. Okay. So to tell me that I'm racist when I'm fucking you, I'm sorry. We're done. Okay. Get your rocks off somewhere else. It is nothing to do with the color of your skin. It is the fact that you are a jerk. Okay. Yeah. You're done. So I walk back down the stairs and Donnie's like, "What, couldn't you do him?" I was like, "No." Okay. He told me I was racist, and boy, Donnie was like chewing him out all the way, taking him all the way home, going, "You can't treat these ladies like that." So accusing me of being racist when your chocolate dick is lodged up inside my pussy, I don't think so.
Yeah,
no joke.
That's what you want to bitch about, really? Yeah.
Wow. Anyway, you know, go ahead. I'll say, Barbie, you're right about the young guys. L had a gangbang. L and Lola had a gangbang and had two young guys, 21 and 23. And they're both doing L, one was doing the other lady. L was the one that got lucky. She got the one who had some stamina and staying power. The other young man got down and was playing with ladies' nipples. She went down on him. 3 minutes later, he blew his load and said, "Oh," he goes, "Well, I'm going to my car for a minute," and was gone.
Right.
Now, no joke. It's like, so she tells L, "Never again are we having young guys." So the other one is still playing with L to this day.
Good. Yeah.
So L got lucky and got the one with stamina.
Yeah.
Right. I'm just saying that I've gotten to the experienced enough age. I don't need to be the one testing them anymore. You know, if I tell you that Urkel, even though he's really young, is good, you got to believe him, okay? Because he's good. He's got SEI, sexual emotional intelligence, all right? He's totally got it. Another one we're going to have to save probably for another podcast. We'll save that for another episode, Steve, when we talk about Shay and her basketball man that she brought. So we'll save that for another topic. We've already gone, I'm trying to make the podcast be not as long, and then we just keep going because we get these great topics. So we'll save that one for another day. But I'm not into breaking in new guys. Not anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'll let y'all figure out who the good ones are, and then just invite me to the party where the experienced younger guys are there. I'm fine. I'll do them. But to see, I still sometimes when life is going wrong and things are going stressed, and I'm sitting at work, and I just need to go someplace else in my head, I will go to that view of the orgy and that little gerbil's hat just and. Just
He left his hat on. That's even better. That's even better.
make a guy with this stupid style hat. Just
Yes.
can everyone
Having the time of his life. Having the time of his life. Oh my goodness. Oh yeah.
a good Christmas party. Okay. Anything else we need to cover? Are we ready to wrap this one up and try another day?
Well, I can't wait to hear more about the parties that have been happening recently. So,
Right. So,
when is the ooh la la trip?
I, oh,
Oh, I'm sorry, the
his Italy
Italiano. Sorry,
is
Italiano.
fall.
It will
Yeah,
probably
that's not.
wrong country.
We'll be taking probably next year.
Oh,
So,
okay.
yeah.
Yay. Hey, next year's not that far away.
That's
So,
right,
right.
exactly.
And so, and I will put out the call again. If there are people that are having some pretty good parties, and I know that we wanted to go travel to Roger's area because he's got a party that he wants us to go to. I have friends that have a party that are 3 hours from for your 3.5 or 4 hours from where I am, but I love going to it. If you guys have a party and you want to extend the invitation, I mean, reach out to us and say, hey, we're having this, and if we'll never say, don't send us the invitation, but we may say something else is in it. So the rule in the lifestyle is family comes first. So if you have a family function on that day, then fine, you're not, we're not going to go. But sure, we'll look and we've decided road trips are definitely within the Beyond Monogamy podcast realm. We should take a road trip somewhere and meet some people and play.
And do an honest review. Of course,
Yeah.
anonymous.
Yeah, right. Okay.
Well, we'll do a review or have the host as a guest. Have the host as a guest prior. I mean, there's lots of directions we can go with that. I'm
Right.
glad you mentioned that. I'm kind of putting together next year's calendar, and I leave some flexibility in it for some pop-up things. So,
Right.
yeah, likewise. If you're having a party, reach out.
Okay. Well, that does it for us today. For all of you flies on the wall, thanks for joining us. Please tell your friends on the down low. I typically want to go in to tell your friends and family, but I kind of don't want to tell your family that you're listening to this. So tell your other friends and go to
And
the
friends you
Beyond.
like family. Friends you
Go to
consider
Beyond. BeyondMonogamyPodcast.com is where you can go to tip producer and send us notes and invitations to parties. And we'll see you next time. And for everybody who's listening, I hope you come again and come again and come again.
That's it for this episode of Beyond Monogamy. We hope you enjoyed our podcast, and we look forward to having you back again for the next episode of Beyond Monogamy.